the ruler of the Queen's Navy.
Brought to life at this year's Edinburgh Festival by Scottish Opera, it features a top-notch cast including tenors John Mark Ainslie and Toby Spence, as all aboard the Pinafore are concerned with the futures of two young lovers. Set sail upon Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore on BBC Radio 3 at 6:30 on Saturday evening, or catch up online for 30 days.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in HD sound online. It's 11 o'clock, time now for Jazz on 3. 90 minutes of the best in contemporary jazz, presented by Jez Nelson.
A snapshot of where European jazz is at in 2015, courtesy of the Jazz Ahead Jamboree held in Bremen, Germany earlier this year. Hello, welcome along to Jazz on 3. Coming up, we have a Russian alphornist, a punky French tribute to astral traveller Sun Ra, and in around half an hour, a real peach of a German big band. It was a joy as ever to be there and to hop between venues bursting with artists often entirely new to me. And we'll start with one of my favourite gigs of the weekend, a transcontinental quartet led by the Swiss bass player Benz Oester, with fellow Swiss Ganesh Gehmeier on tenor saxophone, and two South Africans, Ayanda Sicardi on drums, and then Africa Mkhizi on piano. I say a quartet, but something really funny happened at this gig. For the first half of the concert, they were playing without the piano player. And then all of a sudden, about half an hour in, Africa, the piano player, arrives literally late from the airport. He has his bag, he throws his bag down, throws off his jacket, sits down at the piano and goes straight in the middle of the piece, and then plays what you'll hear is really a rather wonderful solo. So here they are, Benz Oester and the Rainmakers, and a piece called My Love For You.
Thank you.
Ben's Oester and the Rainmakers going down a storm, if you'll forgive the awful pun, at the Jazz Ahead Festival. And, yeah, I thought that was a nice uplifting start to the beginning of this week's Jazz on 3. They have a new live album coming out this October, and indeed they'll be on tour throughout Europe in October. Sadly, not in the UK. We'll put details of that up on the Jazz on 3 website. Well, one of the great things about Jazz Ahead is the informality of the whole thing and the easy access to the musicians, who you can just see kind of wandering about the festival, as well as the chance to experience some of the more, what you might call, exotic fringes of the jazz world close up. So when we heard that there was a Russian French horn and alp horn player in the building, we tracked him down for a quick chat and a demo.
So you have on your shoulder at the moment your alpine horn, a beautiful looking instrument.
Yes.
I guess it's, what, 4 or 5 metres long?
Exactly.
And the bell at the end, the horn at the end, is beautiful with a Swiss mountain on it and the Swiss emblem. And then a kind of bamboo wound around the length of the...
It's like bamboo, but probably, it's, I don't know exactly this material, but it's looked like bamboo. There's no valves, no holes, actually 2 holes. In and out. So all technique only with lips and breathing. So even I can use a circular breathing too. So that's a special technique.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing you playing tonight with the duo. But you kindly said you'll play something for us now in a small dressing room just above the venue at Jazz Ahead. So I'm looking forward to hearing this.
I can show just the range of instruments and how to articulate this, so maybe circular breathing, I don't know, we'll see.
Gilles Klopper playing his alpine horn in a dressing room backstage at Jazz Ahead. And you can see a picture of that horn on the Jazz on 3 website. Why not have a look while you listen to a couple of pieces from his performance later that day alongside friend and Ukrainian pianist Vadim Nesilovsky. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great fun stuff. Arkady Shuklopa playing alpine horn and French horn, and Vadim Neselovsky on the piano. They played Alpine Sketch and Spring Song. We're having a bit of a run of, I guess, what you might call slightly more unusual instruments finding their way into jazz lineups. We heard bagpipes being played in Edinburgh a couple of weeks ago. There we had the alpine horn. Later on, we're going to be hearing the didgeridoo with the Australian Art Orchestra. Begs the question, what's the most unusual instrument you've ever seen in a jazz context? Did it work? Can you top the alp horn? I remember the Stimhorns, a Swiss group that played two alpine horns, appearing on a live show we did many years ago. Absolutely fantastic, alongside some yodeling. Let me know of the unusual instruments that you've seen in jazz lineups. Email me, jazzon3@bbc.co.uk, or tweet at @bbcjazzon3. All the music tonight comes from the Jazz Ahead Festival in Bremen, North Germany. It's an event that takes place every year over 4 days. It happens actually sort of in an industrial complex in Germany, and it brings together everybody from the jazz industry across Europe and increasingly the rest of the world. But it's also open to the public. They get fantastic attendance for gigs, and as I said earlier on, always discover new artists there. As it's held in Bremen, there's always a strong German presence on the showcase stages, and the group that we're about to hear really stood out for me this year, a Berlin large ensemble called the Andromeda Mega Express Orchestra. And I wasn't the only one coming out of their gig feeling very impressed. I bumped into Peter Bacon from the Jazz Breakfast blog in the main exhibition hall and asked him to help us to introduce this set.
They're 18 strong musicians. They come from really wide backgrounds. The drummer, I think, is from like indie rock background. Clearly, a lot of the other players are from classically trained background. I think they probably play in string quartets and classical music.
There is a string quartet within the orchestra.
So there's a string quartet. There's woodwinds, two flutes, bass clarinet, and saxophone, and bassoon. I think most of the writing is done by the saxophonist called Daniel Blatzel. And as is often the case, I think, in Europe these days, I heard some kind of Django Bates, Loose Tubes, Delightful Precipice kind of writing. Someone like Sid Peacock and Surge Orchestra is a bit in that same kind of area. But it's such a fresh sound. And then it's got this slightly crazy thing about it, almost like a Frank Zappa influence, where the string quartet will put their instruments down and pick up swanee whistles and harmonicas and things like that, which is just great.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of those little touches were what really made it stand out, actually. The fact that, as you say, the violin player would put the violin down and pick up a melodica.
Exactly.
Or at some moments they were playing little wind-up toys. It put me in mind of the Brian Irvine Orchestra, who's Northern Irish composer, who I think Sid Peacock's a student of his. So, yeah, a lot of fun.
Always very exacting, though. They weren't just picking up a swanee whistle or a melodica for a joke. The attention to the textures and the mood of the music was extraordinary, I think.
As Peter Bacon said there, very exacting. Some of the most detailed jazz writing you're likely to find, but very exhilarating with it. Here we are, 25 minutes of the Andromeda Mega Express Orchestra, recorded at the Schlachthof venue in Bremen at Jazz Ahead. Fantastic. One of the big hits of this year's Jazz Ahead Festival, the Andromeda Mega Express Orchestra. And that piece was called Papaya Flies. Makes you want to go and see the film that that music hasn't been written for, if you know what I mean. And that group recently played with the Brazilian multi-instrumentalist and big band leader Hermeto Pascoal. And you can imagine that working brilliantly. Would love to have seen that. Clearly a group on the rise. We've another young big band from Manchester this time on next week's show. Beats and Pieces recorded live at Ronnie Scott's, launching their new album. And as Peter Bacon mentioned earlier on, a clear influence on Andromeda Mega Express Orchestra are Loose Tubes. The newly reformed Loose Tubes are playing at the Hertfordshire Jazz Festival this coming weekend. Still to come on this Jazz Ahead special on Jazz on 3 tonight, something just as unusual as what you've just heard, the Australian Art Orchestra with their collaborative Aboriginal project Crossing Roper Bar, and a French take on Sun Ra's music, courtesy of saxophonist Thomas de Pockery. Before that, though, a taste of one of the more avant-garde offerings at this year's showcase, and another favourite of blogger Peter Bacon's. Here he is again to introduce it.
There's an extraordinary singer called Almut Kuhn, and she was playing with a bass clarinetist called Herbert Ullmann, and she's just got such a distinctive way of singing. She sings very staccato, very high, quite quietly, with a very fast vibrato, and lots of kind of stuttering, the kind of singing you might more often hear in maybe contemporary classical composing. But it really worked very well, especially against this quite lush background of bass clarinet. And he was, Herbert Ullmann was using loops as well, so he was creating this kind of lush cushion, and she was sort of skating over the top of it.
Yeah. It's an interesting combination, actually. I must admit, when I walked into the hall initially, I wasn't entirely sure what to make of it, because actually it's quite an unusual combination, because he has got that kind of lush sound, almost sort of like John Sermon sound, and as you say, she's quite kind of acute over the top.
Yeah, yeah, it's like she was like kind of these diamond sparkles and flashes over the top of this kind of quite dark undertones.
Merci, thank you very much. I catch a hunger me.
Vocalist Almut Kuna and clarinet player Gebhard Ullmann playing first Drop Board and then Clouds at the Jazz Ahead Festival in Germany earlier this year. And like all good jazz festivals, the nice thing about it is people will move from room to room with an open mind. And so although perhaps they wouldn't normally go and see a gig of this kind because they stumble across it, because they've already paid for their ticket or whatever, they kind of get opened up to new music. And I think that was certainly the case with that gig. Now, a few years ago on Jazz on 3, we featured one of our more unusual mini sessions crammed into our small Jazz on 3 studio here, where a bunch of improvisers from Down Under collaborating with members of the Aboriginal Wagyalak community in Australia's Northern Territory. That recording of the Australian Art Orchestra was recently selected, you may remember, by vocalist Dee Dee Bridgewater as one of her vocal highlights from the Jazz on 3 archives. So we thought we'd share with you their recent Jazz Ahead gig by way of an update. And this was unlike any other concert, I think, of the festival in that it sort of induced this almost kind of trance-like effect on the audience, a kind of wall of sound for 45 minutes in one of the Jazz Ahead big venues. Here's the first section of that performance, starting with a traditional Aboriginal tune called Jawulpura, the word for the creator or cosmic unity in the Wagyalak culture, the Australian Art Orchestra.
Yalla, I'm gonna be the one who's 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 gon be a song for the wild buffalo. He went for the hunting with the spears.
Thank you.
The Australian Art Orchestra and the first section of Jawulpura performed at the Jazz Ahead Festival. Their latest album is called Crossing Roper Bar Volume 2. It's available on their website. We'll put a link to that on the Jazz on 3 website. Well, each year at Jazz Ahead, there's a focus on a particular country's music on the first night and then a bit of a theme throughout the weekend. This year it was France, and there was so much good music that we're going to devote an entire programme to the French at Jazz Ahead later on in the year. But for our final selection tonight, though, we thought we'd have a taste of the delicacies to come with a piece from the saxophonist Thomas de Porcary and his Sun Ra tribute band, Supersonic. Now, I might hear you cry, not another Sun Ra tribute after his centenary year last year. There's lots of Sun Ra tributes of one kind or another out there. But this lot are really different. I don't know what it is about them, but they have this kind of full-on, sort of almost kind of punky attitude to the music that took it to a whole new level. They performed very late at night on the Friday night at Jazz Ahead, and they lifted a perhaps a flagging audience and took them on their travels with them. So I asked the French jazz radio presenter Alex Dutille to tell us a little bit more about Thomas and the group.
He's a saxophone player, he's an arranger, and he's an amazing musician on the French scene this last 3-4 years. Supersonic, the record get every prize in France, every award, and it's his first record on his name. He's around 40, and now he's like a leader of a generation in Paris. And because he is so funny as a human being, so energetic, he's like a captain in a rugby team who is going to win the World Cup, you know? He don't give up, never. And there is also a brilliant trumpet player in this band who is one of the soloists of the National Jazz Orchestra. Fabrice Martinez is a great trumpet player, and he has his pace, you know, the trombone player has his pace. It's a freedom band with a lot of discipline.
Perfect. So, those are the words.
Sun Ra.
Sun Ra's favourite word, discipline. So let's hear them. Thomas de Porcary and Supersonic playing the music of Sun Ra.
Sucker, not the goblin, the bread, 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 the bread
Toma de Porcari and Supersonic and their version of Rocket Number 9. And if you've seen the Sun Ra Orchestra over recent years, you'll know that when they play that tune, they do play it at that pace. I thought that was an excellent version. And we'll have more from that concert when we return to Jazz Ahead for a French music special later on in the year. I thought it was a really strong festival, just from that snapshot. Music from Australia, from South Africa, from France, from Germany. Always very good. I have to say, UK jazz was very poorly represented. There just wasn't much there. And I don't think that's anything to do with the state of British jazz, which we know is in rude health. So I do hope in 2016 that the organisers of Jazz Ahead will get some more UK acts on the bill. There's more European jazz available to listen again on the Radio 3 website. Last Saturday's jazz lineup featured the Swiss trio Vane, a band that we featured on this programme last year. And this coming Saturday on the same programme, there's a chance to hear some of the BBC introducing tracks that we didn't have space for in our Manchester Showcase programme, including from the piano player Ashley Henry and the all-female band Naria. A reminder that next week on this programme, we've the Manchester Big Band Beats and Pieces. It's a great gig, playing new material from their latest album, recorded at Ronnie Scott's. Thank you very much to my producer tonight, Chris Elkham. Jazz on 3 is a Something Else production for BBC Radio 3. From me, Jez Nelson, good night.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm Katrina Young and I've got a lovely story for you tonight and a concert from Copenhagen which was in danger of never taking place. The Danish National Chamber Orchestra has been a much-loved fixture on the country's musical scene for 75 years, but at the start of 2015 its state funding was unexpectedly cancelled and there was every chance it would have to disband. Instead, the ensemble immediately set about mounting a campaign to try to secure their future, and the result was little short of miraculous. By the end of January, just 4 weeks later, they'd raised half of what they needed from private donations, with the Danish business community pledging the balance. To celebrate, they gave a benefit concert, featuring the repertoire they're best known for, an all-Mozart programme beginning with his Symphony No. 25.